AircheckDownloads.com.
Casey's Top 40.
Wherever you are and wherever you go, you can hear Casey's Top 40 every week on great radio stations like 102 FM, the new Killer Q, Cincinnati, Ohio. Fun in the morning, most music all day. Hit Radio 94.5, KSMB, Lafayette, Louisiana. The Twin States favorite, Q101, Meridian, Mississippi. And 99.1 FM, Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Now from East Islip, Long Island, here's Kathy Dracoli. She moves up from 10 to 6 with Everything Changes. Climbing four notches to number 6, the biggest jump within the top 10 this week. That's Kathy Dracoli and Everything Changes. On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem.
Casey's Top 40.
From Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem. Rising two notches to number 5, here's the four-man vocal group Color Me Bad with Thinking Back. From the double platinum CD, CMB, that's Color Me Bad and Thinking Back. This week, the song climbs two notches to number 5. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. We're getting closer and closer to number 1.
Number 4.
Rising two notches is a British superstar looking for his second number 1 here in the USA. This is Eric Clapton singing the moving song he dedicates to his late son, Tears in Heaven. In his 7th week on our survey, Eric Clapton moves from 6 to 4 with Tears in Heaven as the countdown rolls on.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. As we get set to hear the 3 biggest pop songs in the land, let's take a moment to check out the tops of the other charts. At number 1 on the country chart, She Is His Only Need by Wynonna. At number 1 on both the black and adult contemporary charts, Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams. And edging up a notch to number 3 on Casey's Top 40, here's a young superstar looking for her 7th number 1 in a row on the pop chart. Mariah Carey trying to make it happen. Rising a notch to number 3, that's 22-year-old Mariah Carey and Make It Happen. Coming up, the number 1 song in the USA on Casey's Top 40, and it's by a singing star who says that at first no one would take her seriously as a singer. The problem wasn't her voice, it was her looks.
Casey's Top 40. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're just a hit away from the number 1 song in the land. But first, at number 2 for the 2nd straight week, here's David E. Lewis singing lead with Atlantic Star on their 3rd big top 40 hit, Masterpiece.
The simple touch of your hand.
For the 2nd week in a row, the group Atlantic Star is singing survey song number 2, Masterpiece. And that means we're up to the number 1 song in the USA on Casey's Top 40. And it's by a singing star who says that at first, no one would take her seriously as a singer. The problem wasn't her voice, it was her looks. You see, she had once been crowned Miss America. And because of that, she says she had turned into a walking, talking trophy. The woman who sings this week's number 1 told us that being beautiful can be a real problem because, like it or not, people figure that's the extent of your talents. After her reign as Miss America, she tried pursuing a recording career. She knew she needed a demo, so she recorded a tape of some show tunes. Not exactly a move that put her on the cutting edge of music, but a good move in terms of showing off the range of her voice. Like any newcomer, she started taking that tape around to record companies. But unlike any newcomer, she found she had no problem getting meetings and fancy meals with record executives. They all wanted to be able to say they had met one of the world's most beautiful women. But when it came to actually getting her career as a singer going, she felt they didn't really take her seriously. They kept telling her she just wasn't ready. Well, nothing happened until this star-to-be met her husband-to-be, an entertainment publicist named Ramon Hervey. He introduced her to Ed Eckstein, president of Mercury Records. And Ed saw beyond her physical beauty, he heard something beautiful in her voice. So he put her on what he calls the path of credibility, giving her rich ballads to sing, songs that really worked for her full voice. The result was a singing career that took off not just because this former Miss America looked good, but because she sounded good. These days, that career's in full bloom because this week, she's won the Triple Crown. Her latest hit is at the top of the black chart, at the top of the adult contemporary chart, and at the top of the pop chart as well. The number one song in the USA for the second week in a row on Casey's Top 40 is Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams. There it is, the number one song in the land on Casey's Top 40 for the second straight week. Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams. And there you have them, the 40 biggest hits on the pop chart, according to Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. Casey's Top 40 comes to you every week from Hollywood. If you have a request and dedication or a question for us, write to Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. This program's a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Meryl Schindler, Alan Goldblatt, Bill Strom, Jeff Axelrod, and Gonzalo Venecia. Production engineering by Ron Harris with Michael Cooper, Steve Thrapp, Mike Williams, Melanie Minear, Todd Tomlin, and Jeff Kowalczyk. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. My name's Casey Kasem. For a look at your favorite stars every week, join me for my TV show, America's Top 10. And until next week, when once again we'll count down the 40 biggest hits in the USA, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your dial tuned right where it is.
Casey's Top 40 is brought to you on the Westwood One Radio Networks by New A&W Sparkling Vanilla Cream Soda, by AT&T, proud sponsor of the 1992 U.S. Olympic team, by the U.S. Army, learn how to get an edge on life, be all you can be, and by Finesse. Finesse adjusts to the changing needs of your hair. All you really need is Finesse.
AirCheckDownloads.com.